I think preseason matters in terms of evaluating things on tape and seeing what you guys are doing from working together standpoint. I guess, I mean, it's like obviously the defense is very vanilla. You're not going to get quite the same amount of looks, the same amount of scheming that you're going to get in season. So I don't think you can take from like an overall picture, like, oh, we dominated the preseason, we're going to dominate the regular season. I don't think it usually works out like that. But generally speaking, if receivers and quarterbacks have good timing, if the offensive line is doing a good job of working together, and you're making things happen, that usually carries over. But the biggest thing, I mean, I can't really speak for the wide receivers and quarterbacks. I kind of stay out of that. I just want us to be on the same page in terms of blitz pickup, and it'd be nice to establish a little bit of ground game this game.
Yeah. Obviously, you got to do a lot of things, but are there any particular fundamentals or techniques that offensive linemen have to do in this scheme in order for you guys to be successful?
Well, there's, yeah, I mean, there's a lot more gap schemes and a lot more power schemes in this offense, a lot more run plays in general. So there's more techniques, there's more little things. It all comes down to basic fundamentals and stuff like that, and those are always important. So I don't think they're more important in this scheme, but you have to know how to apply them to more plays, and sometimes that can get a little bit tricky for young guys especially.
How much time do you expect to get or hope to get in the game on Saturday? And how much time do you think you guys need?
I don't go into it really worrying about that. I think I'm just trying to go out there and make sure that we're all on the same page, we're all working together, and everybody's on top of their game as far as assignments, techniques, and stuff like that. It'd be nice to get some running game going. We haven't really established anything like that for the most part in the first couple games in terms of the ones. Outside of that, I'm not really worried about how much time we're going to be in.
What about the continuity aspect? I mean, you know, Lane obviously is now with the second team. Mm-hmm. Now Barber went from left guard to right tackle. Now Samala was in, but now he's out. I mean, is it tough to kind of build that camaraderie or chemistry when all these guys are going in and out?
I mean, a little bit, but I think, you know, it's Isaac's obviously a younger guy, so he's, you know, you're kind of taking him under your wing a little bit more. Wisniewski's played in this league for a very long time, so he kind of knows the ins and outs of playing center and guard pretty well. I think we've worked with a lot of guys in the off season, and I've played next to quite a bit of guards since being in Philadelphia, so I can kind of, I just kind of go out there and try and iron it out in the work week of practice and take care of it on game day.
He's been mostly right guard for wins this summer. Obviously, these past few days, left guard. Is that enough time to have a working knowledge for Saturday night?
He'll have the knowledge down. I mean, he's a very smart guy, knows his assignments and everything like that. In terms of his technique or the difference between right and left, you have to ask him. Some guys, it makes a big difference to some guys, it doesn't bother at all. So with a guy that has played center for the majority of his career, where he's had to do a right side and left side stagger playing in the middle of the defense, I don't anticipate it bothering him that much.